St. Simon and Jude, Evening Prayer. O God, come to our assistance. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Let all on earth their voices raise, re-echoing heaven's triumphant praise, to him who gave the apostles grace to run on earth their glorious race. Thou at whose word they bore the light of gospel truth, a heathen night, to us that heavenly light impart, to glad our eyes and cheer our heart. Thou at whose will to them was given to bind and loose in earth and heaven, our chains unbind, our sins undo, and in our hearts thy grace renew. Thou in whose might they spoke the word which cured disease and health restored, to us its healing power prolong, support the weak, confirm the strong. You are the men who have stood faithfully by me in my trials. Psalm 115. I trusted even when I said, I am sorely afflicted, and when I said in my alarm, no man can be trusted. How can I repay the Lord for his goodness to me? The cup of salvation I will raise, I will call on the Lord's name. My vows to the Lord I will fulfill before all his people. O precious in the eyes of the Lord is the death of his faithful. Your servant, Lord, your servant am I. You have loosened my bonds. A thanksgiving sacrifice I make. I will call on the Lord's name. My vows to the Lord I will fulfill before all his people, in the courts of the house of the Lord, in your midst, O Jerusalem. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. You are the men who have stood faithfully by me in my trials. I am here among you as one who serves. Psalm 125. When the Lord delivered Zion from bondage, it seemed like a dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter. On our lips there were songs. The heathens themselves said, what marvels the Lord worked for them. What marvels the Lord worked for us. Indeed, we were glad. Deliver us, O Lord, from our bondage, as streams in dry land. Those who are sowing in tears will sing when they reap. They go out full of tears, carrying seed for the sowing. They come back, full of song, carrying their sheaves. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I am here among you as one who serves. I shall not call you servants any more. I shall call you friends, because I have made known to you everything I learnt from my Father. A Canticle from Ephesians 1. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. He chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. He destined us in love to be his sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he freely bestowed on us in the Beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished upon us. He has made known to us in all wisdom and insight the mystery of his will, according to his purpose, which he set forth in Christ. His purpose he set forth in Christ as a plan for the fullness of time, to unite all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I shall not call you servants any more, I call you friends, because I have made known to you everything I learnt from my Father. A reading from Ephesians 4. Some Christ has appointed to be apostles, others to be prophets, others to be evangelists or pastors or teachers. They are to order the lives of the faithful, minister to their needs, build up the frame of Christ's body until we all realize our common unity through faith in the Son of God and fuller knowledge of Him. So we shall reach perfect manhood, that maturity which is proportioned to the completed growth of Christ. Responsory. Tell the glory of the Lord, announce it among the nations. Tell the glory of the Lord, announce it among the nations. Speak of His wonderful deeds to all peoples. Tell the glory of the Lord, announce it among the nations. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Tell of the glory of the Lord, announce it among the nations. When all is made new, and the Son of Man sits on His throne of glory, you will sit on 12 thrones to judge the 12 tribes of Israel. My soul glorifies the Lord, my spirit rejoices in God, my Saviour. He looks on His servant in her lowliness, henceforth all ages will call me blessed. The Almighty works marvels for me, holy His name. His mercy is from age to age on those who fear Him. He puts forth His arm in strength and scatters the proud-hearted. He casts the mighty from their thrones and raises the lowly. He fills the starving with good things, sends the rich away empty. He protects Israel, His servant, remembering His mercy, the mercy promised to our fathers, to Abraham and his sons forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. When all is made new and the Son of Man sits on His throne of glory, you will sit on 12 thrones to judge the 12 tribes of Israel. Intercessions. Since we are part of a building that has the apostles for its foundations, let us pray to the Father for all His holy people. Lord, remember your church. Father, when your Son rose from the dead, you showed Him first to the apostles. Let us make Him known, near and far. Lord, remember your church. You sent your Son into the world to proclaim the good news to the poor. Grant that we may bring His gospel into the darkness of people's lives. Lord, remember your church. You sent your Son to plant in our hearts the seeds of imperishable life. May we labour to sow His word and reap a harvest of joy. Lord, remember your church. You sent your Son to reconcile the world with yourself by the shedding of His blood. Let us become His fellow workers in restoring all to your friendship. Lord, remember your church. You placed your Son at your own right hand in heaven. Receive the dead into the happiness of your kingdom. Lord, remember your church. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Let us pray. Lord God, you taught us to call upon your name through the preaching of the apostles. At the intercession of St. Simon and St. Jude, may your church continue to grow by an increase in the number of believing nations. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.